Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dune Call Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Episode 203. Mass, who are you?
Jordan, who are you?
Jordan.
Yeah. If I stole him for you, was he in your team?
Aye.
Yeah, right,
okay. Oh, I'm not in my team.
Ah, it's all right. Born on the 30th of November 1960. I'm 5'10". I speak Spanish.
5'10".
I speak Spanish. Born the 30th of November 1960, I'm 5'10". I speak Spanish. Maybe here I go?
No.
Or we'll move on.
No.
I'm from a long line of greengrocers, been married and divorced twice, and have four sons.
Divorced twice.
Divorced, married and divorced twice. And have four sons.
No.
Anybody want a hairstyle? No. I scored 283 goals in 573 games for five different clubs in three different countries and 48 goals in 80 appearances for my country. A lot of clues there. I'll go through it again. I scored 283 goals in 573 games for five different clubs in three different countries and 48 goals in 80 appearances for my country.
Right. Can I guess?
Aye.
Gary Lineker?
Correct.
No way. See, we're back to this again. There's no way he got that. The only way I'll say he got that is he kens how many goals, career goals, Gary Lineker's got.
I want to ken how he kent.
Aye. How?
Aye,
so three what? Countries. And I thought Spanish. When you said Spanish, I thought, nah, he's not Spanish. He can speak Spanish.
Aye.
So when you said three countries, I thought, fast played in Spain and other countries. Because normally Spanish folk abide in Spain. Aye. So I tried to think, Faz moved to it, and I thought, Gary Lineker, he's my age.
They're not happy, like.
Fuck right off. That's not a hope in hell, Shed, you got that.
That's lies.
Plus, he's been divorced. He's been divorced a couple of times.
Married and divorced twice, though.
Gary Lineker.
So if it's at three points, it's 3 points.
I wasn't going to say
just
it.
Stop speaking.
Because you can just keep lying all you want. I'll still never believe you.
How's he lying, though?
You slide text.
If he's
Gary Lineker.
Because mine, it was the last time from I did Who Are You before, Mike was the same.
No, he did. Who
I
are
was,
you?
You used to do it.
No, I say you did.
Famous, you could do it again.
Five for five. Five
no.
No.
Three clubs, was it?
Clubs.
Start and finish clubs.
Start and finish clubs.
I was fit. You was good.
I was a good one. That's a shite.
That was the last two clues, anyway.
I have a brother called Wayne. And he was best man at Willie Thorne's wedding.
Was he Willie Thorne?
I am a left wing prick who posts endless shite on Twitter.
I got with that.
Perfect. So Gary Lineker.
Well done, Mike.
A Gary Lineker. Miles left. Are these, are these jokes all make sense?
Yes, they will. I'll be fine. I'll be a good last week.
Aye, mate.
What have you been up to?
Just training, running. Scotland game Friday night, went for a couple of beers to watch at. Saturday, just sharpening chisels.
Aye.
Hanging about with the kids. Sunday, golf.
Hanging about with the kids.
Aye.
Duna Park.
Duna Park, aye. Just chilling. Sunday,
your
golf.
Your kids are other kids. I meant kids were right.
That's libel. And then golf, first game in 6 months.
Aye.
Bad.
A bit wild on Sunday for a golf though, was it?
It's freezing.
Aye.
But sharks.
Roosty game.
Oh. First six holes, Stableford, no scores.
Aye.
First four holes, every shot a shank. Nine bars, gone.
Holy fuck.
And then I get mine gone in the sixth. It's the closest you'll get to the clubhouse at Cooter. And I was like, I says, I've never had six holes, I've never had one good shot. And then I played on, so it came together sort of at the back nine, had a few decent shots, but Fraser Downey for Allison Support, he's a greenkeeper at Cooter, so he was laughing like fuck. And there was a boy I kind of again, Brian, and he was just like, is that really your handicap? Because genuinely, if you'd never played golf with me in your life before, you'd have thought, this guy's never played a game before. That's how bad it was.
It's like starting again, is it?
It was, aye. And every, normally I've hit a few bars in the winter, but none. I've not hit one bar.
So did you just rock up the course, straight on?
Straight on. One practice swing, bang. Nah. Shank, out of bounds. Shank, out of bounds. Second in, shank. I was even shanking chips. Okay, so the club's only gone back 12 inches, shank.
Aye. Oh dear.
I'd, when I played, I always hit heaps of bars before a round. So if I tee and off at 7 in the morning, I'd be doing for 6, hitting some bars.
I should be,
I can't be asked.
Nah. I like a warm up, Ken.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
Because I'll go doing in practice, and my first 3-4 bars will be shambles.
Aye.
Ken, until I just find the groove.
Aye, exactly. Aye. I was looking for a groove after 6 months out, but aye. So it was a bad day, obviously. It was really unenjoyable. Because you can say it yourself, you stand there and you go, I've never had a bar for 6 months, what do you expect? But then you start going, but I expect to hit a bar. Do you know what I mean?
It's a handicap. Like.
Eight.
Was you there?
I was doing it six. I had a bad season last year, went up.
Mm. That's because you kept on throwing a wire wedge, wasn't it?
Aye. So, it was like, I was actually standing in the sixth thinking of walking off, and I thought, well, if you go home, you're just looking after the bairns, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So
real tough out.
If you've lost a lot of weight, that'll affect your swing.
No, definitely, that was one thing for sure. The balance was completely different. Because obviously my gut's half of it, it was, so your distance for the bar, it's still excuse for shanking, don't get me wrong, but it's like, the balance was definitely something. So but gave him a good laugh anyway. Fraser was fucking pishing himself.
When the club's thrown, no?
Nah, because it was that bad, it wasn't even worth throwing clubs. Right, okay. Because when you're just shanking it like
is that for your handicap, like first game of season? Aye, a counting game.
Stableford, was it?
So you think, fine, Stableford, you can hear a couple of bad holes, but no score. Didn't finish a hole till the sixth.
Picking bars up.
Oh, hey. Nine bars doing in fucking 4 or 5 holes. Good laugh, though.
Aye, need that. It's fine, it's golf starting again.
Is Gil still playing?
Aye, but they've shafted me, so they've a giant Paul Loris.
Have
so they? Obviously, I didn't play much golf last year, so it was kind of like I pie mine up, so I have to join sort of the first week of January. But they pie just on the last sort of moment, and then they've decided we'll just play opens and join Loris because it's only like £300. It's a 9-hole course, a 9-hole par 3.
Aye,
that's not a course. Huh?
So I'm relying on Fraser to play golf for my season. If you're listening.
As you play the open golf thing, as you just
no, I just mean like you'll play opens, get it, like right. So 15. So if you play 10 rounds on top of these £300, it's probably cheaper than paying for a golf membership.
Because
golf's gone up again, like my membership cooter's up to like 8.
Is it
8? And I worked it last year, it equated to like about £70 a round, and I can't justify that. Again, if it's the same issue, I'll hate to fucking. Well, you can go to the Coonsall, can the Coonsall ticket's £30 a month, and you've obviously got 4 courses again, but it's just getting pricier. And if you're not playing,
no, I've got. Well, you
got bairns to pay you for now.
You can work it back, and you think, well, it's £70 a round. You're thinking that's not fucking worth it.
The golf courses are hiking up membership. Obviously, it's dear to keep a course in good nick, but hiking up the prices, and I just thought he was the answer because you lose a lot of members.
Point
800 pounds, you're losing a lot. Losing me at 800 pounds.
Drop the price and get me a folk in.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I used to be at Kemney, obviously, and I didn't care about you, but Kemney's is only like 500. For like me buying in Westall, it's literally 10 minutes. So,
me, I buy new folk as well.
Kemney's a decent course.
It is, so.
Yeah. I think you need this.
And then it's almost a point for, like you say, you could drive to Turra to play golf because for a difference in price. Yeah.
600 note.
Is it going up?
Turra. Mm-hmm. This year.
So it's going up, is it?
Well, it's not bad. If you play six months of the year, it's £100 a month. That's not bad. It's £25 a round, probably, if you're playing your four medals.
I'm saying, there's a Scotland Open Golf thing. You can just pay a
You can pay a basic fee to keep your handicap, and you can play in.
I just go around and pay to go on every
play to play in the course.
I'm actually thinking about doing that because the amount of times I could play golf this season might need can.
Well, I think another reason why girl and that is they get like corporate stuff all the time, so they're probably getting a game every week for somebody putting them on somewhere.
Aye,
but you're working at him, Mick, so you've
plenty of time.
Just pop down and play a game of golf.
Nine holes.
I went doing a three at the old working VM chat last week, didn't it? Oh. I was laughing like fucking massive. Giggs, he said he phoned him up. He was in tears speaking about it.
Oh dear.
So that was Sunday, golfing on Ings, Sunday night, chilling.
No.
Just,
no. Well, there was a new Chinese opened at Kirkton, a skiing and that on Saturday night.
Oh,
aye.
Cash only.
Hiding money.
Money laundering.
Oh,
drugs.
Yeah. Paying for dinghies.
Half a fine.
Aye, chipper.
Chinese come across.
Chinese, aye. They're sly, like there. He was cash only.
Yep. Casino, that's where I'll be going. What? Illegal cockfighting and stuff like that.
What about yourself, Shed?
Poker Friday night. Played better Friday night. Got lucky. And I think I finished seventh or eighth, I can't mind. But played better. Nothing Saturday morning. Ref and Saturday.
Laura goes to me. Does Shed actually sharpen chisels? I didn't think Kane Fitzshed was good at DIY spare time, but I didn't know. I thought he was jining or something like that. Goes, no, it's just a term of phrase. He's sharpening chisels, just wasting time.
I think we coined it though, didn't we?
Yeah,
coined it for Giggsy.
Oh, hi, because
we saw about to chisel the block. Your dad's eye was hidden in the shed.
I mentioned my dad sharpening chisels in his shed.
And I think we've used it since.
Yep.
So I went doing Saturday morning all up, then Veru shopping. Oof. Saturday then after I went doing watched the Tur under 16s versus Bunks of D under 16s. You know, bad game, Tur I played quite well, actually. You got pumped in here a couple of weeks ago, 10-1 I think it was. So it's 5-3 finished on Saturday. So I thought I were decent.
Mm-hmm.
Played a well. And then refereeing Saturday afternoon.
Well, if I was your
Peter Heed. Constant
a smile
Peter.
Here. Oh, aye. There's a story here, I think.
Two sentences off.
Two reads.
Blatant.
Two reads.
Blatant.
Aye, firsty.
Stonewall.
Can't be doing that.
No, well, Peter.
Did you hear Stonewall red card? Yeah. It's a penalty, a Stonewall. A definite red.
Blatant. To be fair, Peter Heed just got knocked out the semi final Scottish Cup last week.
Aye.
So they're a really good team. But you could tell them in their warm up.
Or not.
They're not.
Aye.
They're not.
He's doing it.
I think they either thought they'd just turn up and turn Cummingston over, because Cummingston's near the bottom of the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just thought they'd turn up and turn them over.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, you could tell, kind of how you can tell in a warm up. So I think they were all bickering among each other within 5 minutes of the game, because the passing was off and nothing. Anyway, by the by, Cummingston won 3-1. But it's ending off. The second half was 1-0. 1-0 Cummingston, still a good game. Young lad come on. Oh, it was about 60 minutes come on. He was on the park for about 5 minutes. So, ball goes out for a Peter Heed throw. So he says, that's fine, never that. Just for yard number 8 or whatever his number was, no further. And I tuck my position a wee bit further up the park because he came for the throw. He's got to land. He's moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up. So he's about 5 to 6 yards of waffy for I told him to stop.
I've dealt you.
Mark, you go. I told you for the thing is, referee, it's a fucking yard, you cunt.
So that was it. So that's it. Or did you give him one mare, or was that it?
No. I Shane is there accepting that for anybody.
No chance. No fucking.
Did he try to argue it?
I just kind of went. You can't be saying this stuff like that.
You can't, though, can you?
No.
Even in your day, you couldn't say that to Ref.
I'd have loved to have been there. Can you see Jed's face when you roared at them?
You're a fucking yard referee, you cunt.
I can see a book get him trying to get a book, and it can flee, and the other car's going to, because he can't get a race car fast route enough. Quick enough. But you.
He might have thought it, but you can't see it. And yet you can't, because all the photo was at the sideline for Abby, he was stunning, all you heard was
but you couldn't get a wah-wah in your day.
No.
You can't. You know what I mean? As soon as you use that word.
Yeah.
Or even if you tell Ref to fuck off.
Like, yeah, you maybe get a wah-wah, but nay.
You
can't. Throw in you cunt.
Can if he says, for fuck's sake, referee, it's a yard. I'll be like, just get back and get on with it. But he to finish off, you cunt.
That was him.
That's basically saying, Ref, can I have a read card?
So did you even it up?
Yeah.
Did you even it up?
How?
With the other read?
No, the other read was a read as well.
Was it for
Peter Reid?
Aye, so they were
doing 2 minutes after.
Oh, was you getting a homer shout?
No. I booked a boy, a young lad that played up front. Good player. But he not that ends.
But like,
go be I think. I think every time somebody touched him, it was a free kick. He should be booked for that, ref. It's a free kick. Why not getting a free kick? Then he'd go one spark or somebody. What's that, a free kick?
One of that.
So he got booked in the first half for a tackle. And then in the second half, he left a late in. I says, Ken, you're on a booking, just slow yourself down a bit.
Aye.
So that was all right. And then Bar come into the box and I was contact, but he took a bit of a dive and I says, look, that's it.
One mare. That's it.
And you're in the book and you're going, fuck's sake, ref. Aye, okay. Bar goes out for a Peter Reid throw in, but it was kind of either that ends for, it could have been either way. So I gave it to Peter Reid. And the Comiston boy thought it was going to be his. So he ran to get a bar. Boy trips him up.
Blatant trip.
Sticks his leg out, trip him up.
Blatant trip or?
Blatant.
Catch your legs or?
No, Ken, how you? He wasn't even aside him.
Okay.
The boy was running past him, he went to trip him up.
Aye, okay, so.
Did he try and eat sly?
No, straight in front of me.
Aye.
So you've went.
That's right.
Got any option here, pal?
Option. You've given my decision to Mark. Mm-hmm. Second booking, off you go. So we're doing 9 men, we have about 30 minutes to play. Well, 25.
Final score?
3-1 Comiston.
For the morning, at you.
Yeah, that ain't nice.
They were unhappy.
That sounds pretty conclusive.
There's like
goes across the
I wish I came down now.
Oh, it was a good game. It was a good game because Comiston were well up for it, and Peter Reid won out of races, so it was a lovely weekend. But they weren't happy. But that's fun.
I would have made my weekend hearing that boy call you.
Maybe it's just a bot.
Maybe this. I was like, you can't be saying things like that.
I mind getting sent off, and I think I used that one time during the turn, that's fine.
I can just hear him saying it, and me standing there saying to me, oh, well, he's away.
Ken, for you was standing last week. Right there.
Was it? Oh, fuck's sake.
I was like, you got to be saying that, Sunshine. Why you got?
Yeah, been a straight lead in.
Aye.
Straight
lead. Full and aggressive.
Aye.
Full and aggressive.
See, if you write out your report,
yep.
Do you write exactly what he said?
I wrote out, so fit your D is, for bookings you didn't write out a report, you just put a name, their number, fit time it happened, and their code, B1 or whatever, there's a load of codes you choose for, because you've got to try and do if it happened. So that's all right, and then you just send your form away for your bookings, but with your read card, you've got a separate report for
Aye, for a straight read.
For a straight read, aye. Or even a second booking. You've got to fill out because it's a sending off, so you've got to report if it happened. So you have to write down, ball went out for a throw and a word of a throw in, instructed the player, whatever his name was, number for Peter Reid, for to talk a throw in. He went further up the park, blew a whistle to tell him, instructed him to go back down, and once I instructed him to do that, he turned around and says, It's only a fucking yard referee, you cunt.
Did you write you C-U-N-T?
Aye.
Aye. You nip it in like a at.
No, you have to write you exactly. Can you come? I'm not going to hang up. You can't. You've got to say.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, he looked directly at me in an aggressive tone. He said this.
That's a pet peeve of yours, nah, is it? Boys try to steal yards and throw.
Steal yards, piss them off.
Aye.
Boss went out.
You've said that before.
Told you for it is.
Aye.
Stop.
Aye, stop stealing yards.
Stop stealing yards. Because if that happens in a area of the park for its can, if somebody's paying somebody in and then they tuck 5 yards, that's a big big advantage. And vice versa, if you're doing the final third and you steal a 5 yards.
You see it on the TV all the time, for the Bums out, and they stun far it went out and then start walking forward.
It's all classic though, isn't it?
It is, but just I've told you.
Aye, once you've been told, here's a mark.
What's a mark? No further than that blue line, mate. Anybody, and I'll tuck my position.
And then the, when you turn,
they're sneaking up.
And you, I'll just tell you.
Again, if it's a one step,
that's fine.
That's fine. But the boy was walking. It's like, no.
Sheds ref watch him.
I'm like, it's one of my favourite segments. Well, it is my favourite segment.
You're only going to land this month, then.
And I got a game Sunday, Saturday, so that's
me. You finished for that.
Until next season?
Well, unless I get some Sunday games. So, I'm leaning back on the bike, so, not on the other.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to find an excuse. I'm beating myself.
Exactly.
You know, back out this Saturday. There's not a lot of games this week because there's a lot of free fixtures because folks are start of holidays and stuff. So. Abdi's got a game. So Saturday night, watched Top Gun Maverick.
Is that the first time you see it?
No,
good film.
Third time, fourth time.
The flying scene at the end is just so good.
The best bit is for me in the film is when the boys booted Maverick out and then they're all sitting down and we're raising the floor and we're marking it longer and I set a timer for 2:50.
Boom.
Just appears on the screen. Away he goes.
Yes! Go on, Maverick!
Go on, man!
Go on, Maverick.
He's getting up and he's like, 10G.
Block out. Block out. Still working a little button to get my... Yes, I'm brilliant.
Too far-fetched.
It's 100%.
Too far-fetched.
So accurate.
I don't mind a wee bit of far-fetched, but nay, like, at far-fetched. Like, he's... The bit for him, he's going to get killed and the plane gets shot out of the sky.
That's too much. But that scene's good.
Is annoying.
I forgot to mention last week, I watched the Eddie the Eagle films.
Brilliant.
I've seen it.
Brilliant film. That is funny. Good film.
That is super.
Egerton or something, his name is.
On Saturday, Sunday, nothing Sunday morning. Kids fit bus Saturday, Sunday afternoon. 1-4-3. Good win. It was 4-0 up.
I was just
4-0 up at half time. Goalie had a magic save. Should have been 5. Then he hit a bar in the second half. Should have been 5. Last 10 minutes, shipped 3 goals.
So he's sweating it in.
Squeaky bump time at the end.
You can't lose it 4 goals up.
No. So
that's what you're thinking, aren't
you? Onward chances. Got a bit of
hail. Low block.
I just let him go on with
it.
Yeah. So
that's another winter.
Aye, another winter. So we're
doing that, right?
Aye, so that's us. Sunday, mm-hmm. Sunday.
Pick it up.
Aye, picked up. Aye, we're on an informed team. Sunday night, nothing because the football shite just now. So,
aye. Sharp and chisels again.
No, Sunday night. Daddy, nothing after 6 o'clock.
No,
Sunday.
No.
Finish up, Barry.
6 to 10.
Aye, 100%.
Poker Friday, shite. I made a bit of a shed, didn't he? Early in the poker. Mm-hmm. You get peaks and troughs. Saturday, it was Demi's birthday on Friday, so she had a birthday party.
Eight.
So, So she had a heap of our pals round the house, so I teamed Ron out just to get him out. He just spoiled our party. Okay? So I took him Aunt Aberdeen. He loves aeroplanes, so I went and parked up beside the airport. Somebody said Dice Farm. It's like a bit. Was nice. Like, not right for me because I could have stood up, but he wouldn't. I
needed some white Weatherford.
Up in the hell.
No, Dice Farm. But I went back down to their side and sat between. There's a fire station and there's a wee
plane.
Academy. So I just sat there again. So I had the fucking sky scanner on.
Oh.
So you could see if I was
playing.
So I was two just coming, Ken, one after the other. So I just sat here and waited for him. And I was fair chuffed. Like,
yeah. Good.
Aye. So I did that. And
should take him up to Lossie.
Like a Jetson, I like, but this would have noisy.
You can go up to the cafe. Ken, there's a cafe kind of outside the caravan place.
Maybe you would like that. Then we just went to Wacky Mena Beach with him. I put him in the buggy and took him to Wacky Mena Beach. Fucking got caught in the rain, like, just fucking pushing, like,
off call.
So, fucking, then went to Costco. After that, seen him in Costco. It's more like a 300 pound shop. A 380 quid. A fucking bit. I bought a carpet cleaner thing.
Oh,
so I was a hundred pounds.
Some other.
I
got any carpets.
Well, every bedroom, but Ronnie's made a mess of some of his carpets. Me, a fucking spew. Mine, a tub of spew. So it's fucking good. Like
Vax.
It definitely works. It's. I think it's a Vax. Can't make it. Fuck, it's card. Like I've just seen it.
And they are good. Like
looks good. Like. It's like a Hoover suction thing, but it spurts out water and you put product in it. I did actually read all the instructions and did it right, and it seemed to work. So,
you should amazed with the first time you used it. The first time you used it out of the dirty water.
That's full as fuck.
So, first of all, usual shit.
New car?
Just this new car. I was
reading, I heard.
A reading.
Car, oh, wow.
Red car. Bought that in. What day did I buy it?
Thursday.
Thursday. You can't better me.
Well, you said in last week's pod you're going to look on Thursday.
So
I pay an interest. I'm not nosy. I'm paying interest.
I felt she blowing Costco like.
I'm trying to think.
Wagyu steak burgers.
No. I didn't buy any foodie stuff. I didn't think. I'm trying to mind for the fuck I bought new dishwasher tabs.
Love your
washing tabs. I didn't buy what?
Coffee.
No.
How much coffee did you drink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you work at AIM, of course.
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
Do the big fuck off bottles of tam sauce. That was it. Like, I was other things. Like, Ken, in the Costco, you've got to push it, you've got to put a trolley to the other side, go to the other side.
Aye.
Well, Ronnie, I was in the trolley again. It's safer in there than me talking to Moot, Ken, because you'd just be away. But I obviously had to go to the other side, and the other folk didn't ken, so he's fucking talking shit off other folks fucking aisles and they separate all he's talking off again and
carnage.
One of the boys goes, is this your son? I goes, again. Put him through again, so
get him out of the
way. Never dealt away from that, but
McDonald's?
Well, I did park at McDonald's, but I was in a drive through. It was up at Bucks Barn. They're joking. Half an hour before I even got to the spicking thing. I was Bucks one Burn. Car away for the spicking thing. I goes, fuck this.
I've done it.
I drove away.
Bucks Barn's poor.
It's poor, isn't it?
Is it known for that?
West Hill's efficient.
I sometimes pick up my wife for the hospital and I end up getting to West Hill.
It's got a double lane getting in, you see.
Shambles, like. And Ronnie's the most patient, so he was kicking off big time.
Once that starts, that's in it.
That's right, I'm fucking enough. But I was one car away. Once I was in a spicker bit, that's you died. Yeah. I'm thinking, I was there for about 10 minutes. Nah, I'm away. But it was tight as fuck. Ken, the boy and me.
Was you in a new war?
So I was fucking, I had to do about a 50 point in and out before I got a lot. So.
Boy and he's delayed. Yes, he's
delayed. I'm not waiting there again.
Nah, that's off the list.
Sunday I did fuck all. Went for a walk. Went for a walk with Ronnie, usual team swimming, and apart from that, absolutely nothing. Just scratched my bars and fucking.
Linus
over on YouTube.
Just hung a boot in the shorts and t-shirt.
Aye. Cool.
That was it.
Do you stand and stare out the windy?
Did a bit of what?
Hands of Hitterbark.
Bit of Pablo Escobar.
Looked at the potential of the gear and thought I could be, and I'll never will be.
Getting some right.
You've got Disneyland in your head, you air, Ken. You'll have a wee piddling pool for piddling pool and a hose to fill it a car water. Make Quint will go in it because it's so cold.
That'll be a bit.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Michael,
Friday, it was a grandson's birthday. So we went for lunch to White H on Friday.
I've never been in there. Magic. Last time you said it was dreadful. It was brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Abby had good food. My dad, to my dad doing, and he got a
Genji sausage roll.
No, it was like a it was a pensioner special on a Friday. Oh, so you got two courses for $12.95.
Hey, my mum does a pensioner special.
And it was Colin Skink. He's Colin Skink and roast beef. He thought, oh, just this could be a small wee portion. No.
Aye.
Full portions, feather was ticket.
Sorry. Aye. Could she's be a bit of Colin Skink.
Oh, no.
Yolks, but it's fine.
Fucking Yolks. Exactly.
Oh, I love Colin Skink.
Same here. I had Colin Skink in a little ciabatta thing. Rafa fine.
Oh, limping.
It was Friday lunchtime. Then Friday night was out for supper. Went to the Fife. Near eating it.
Out for your lunch.
Lunch and supper.
Supper.
Jesus.
That's steam the dirty and a rustic going to Fife, isn't
it? I couldn't get in.
You couldn't get in. I lost my case. Put a finger in your face.
Pint at a table.
Get him out.
Somebody comes with a henny fucking doors with a table, hunting it like that for you. Table for
like,
you.
Looking at all
like
mafia
in the mafia films. Right up at the front.
Mike's so regular and he just walks in and says, do you need to get even tucks in? Nobody tucks him to the table.
That's the only reason I wanted to be in the mafia for that sort of treatment. Aye. Aye. Just dodge a queue and through the kitchen.
It's your seat.
Boy comes with a table like that.
Sit you down in front for a singer and get a drama.
And if anybody says anything, they get stabbed.
From the comedian. I love this crowd.
So that was Friday. I up to Fife for supper on Friday night. Then doing the TSB, watch the Scotland game, a few beers. So it's fine. Apart from the fit bar. But then Saturday, like yourself, sharpening chisels, just pottering about at home. Kids came in for supper, so they had supper with them. Sunday.
Must have get a batch of chisels in a cabinet. Get them stunning old school chisels with wooden handles.
We were wrapped in leather.
the style, the up blocks.
I'm for that going. Aisle block. Timber block.
Aisle steam.
I get the technique for doing it. I've seen it. You've got a hood. Hoodie.
It's a circular motion, isn't it?
Fucking end up cutting off your other finger.
Try your bastard.
My fingers left.
So it was Sunday. Elaine was working, so I teen her on Sunday morning. Came home.
Fuck's sake.
So what time did you leave the house?
I left the house at 7 o'clock. I was in the hospital, stopped at Co-op in Buxburn.
Victoria Street.
No.
Stonywood.
Moggy Moss, Stonywood.
Dundara. Co-op
in M&S.
M&S.
So I stopped there.
That's where I ended up going after McAdee's at Co-op. Because I just went in there.
So got in there for Costa. Got a Costa. So dropped Elena, came home, watched the Formula One highlights, which was a non-event again.
Brilliant, though.
That was fireworks.
Really.
I think he didn't win, did he?
No, he had an issue with his brake, but
I enjoyed it.
Three laps in, I think he fucked up. So
you said something about reliability, didn't you?
Reliability is going to be the biggest thing for Breedbull this season, but I can't see him stopping and winning the title. So I was
1-2 for Ferrari.
So Hamilton
second.
Yeah, him and Russell Bethut. Russell had a smash in the last lap. Was it?
Hamilton was Ferrari.
Next season.
Next season.
Right. So Carlos Sainz, he obviously just had an operation. He had appendicitis. So
I was going to start liking Hamilton now he was driving for Ferrari.
Next year, I'll
have to wait till next year.
I've cancelled my Ferrari.
You had a panic in Russell's voice when he dips it.
It's
a bit of a funny act. I've been speaking to some racers about that. They're saying that's race drivers, old schoolings, rather die than like pull out of something. And he's like, Red flag,
guy.
But why do you need more in the bottom?
Yeah.
Got a bit of dirty air, did he? Just lost it. So that was Sunday morning, then I was fucking bored, so I ended up sorting out my Clyde's cupboard.
Oh my god.
You know,
like just, you are the coat hangers here to be
same
the same way.
In my shirts are colour fade light to dark.
Yep.
Oh no, I did you.
No.
I've got good t-shirts.
Aye.
Medium t-shirts.
In shite.
Work t-shirts.
Aye. I've got in shirts colour coded then polos.
Colour coded.
Kind of like name colour coded, but like fade dark.
Maybe does that.
I do. Then polos, then t-shirts.
Aye.
Yep. Wow. Then the left hand side, I've got my dress trousers, right hand side, I've got my jeans.
You hang your jeans good Kleiser, wah back at corner, range you hardly.
Tucks right in the good gear.
The suit, and it's still got the zip thing in there.
So I had two black bags for you, Kleiser to chuck out.
Did
you?
So, shit you never wear. Well, you're ruthless.
Aye, I was.
You've got to be ruthless, don't you? Because it's too easy to nabby.
There's times you take a mile out and think, I'll chuck it, chuck it. Then you put it on a wine and think, there's room for that.
No point in getting sentimental about a t-shirt, is it? Yeah.
So it was Sunday. Then also went and picked up a wife Sunday night. Head of McDonald's in Oyham.
Jesus. At least he had a McDonald's. I'll give you a pass for that.
Double bacon. No, quarter.
140 mile round trip.
Aye, during the day, I suppose.
Right 70 and 70.
4 hours of your day, just
Sunday, though.
I didn't think about not even for our football team, our TD Slink team.
Aye.
You tucking in, Elaine in, and I could have thought of something for that.
Well, maybe think about the time we come round to Dean it.
Maybe, yeah.
So I was Scotland game on Friday night, watched that.
Good for
it was good until.
It was good for 65 minutes.
I watched it. Before the poker started again, and it was that Scotland. Holland were on the break.
It was old classic goals change games. We took our chances. It's a different game, but we didn't, and they took theirs.
The last three was after we made a heap of changes, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wasn't
concerned.
In the run that they're on, we've played a lot of tough teams that you would expect.
That's four unbeaten now. We won a game of four games.
But it was against
England,
Spain,
France.
But do you know, Scotland conceded
18
Norway, goals. Georgia.
That's the kind of game Scotland used to win. There's meaningless friendlies against big nations. But we would lose, like, crucial qualifiers against Latvia. But now we're winning the crucial games.
Yeah.
And we're getting beat in the friendlies. Fuck cares. It's all about the big games. Germany are Ken had a good result against but France. They're usually shocking in friendlies and then turn up that tournament. Yeah. Because I'd attack anything for friendlies, because you experiment with stuff, you try things, and I just didn't attack anything for friendlies.
Christie looked really good in the middle of the park.
Shanklin didn't. Looked slow, but looked off a yard off a pace.
Unfortunately for him, the only thing he's got in his locker is a finishing type thing, and when he gets a chance like that, he needs to mess.
I've seen that. That was a four. He should have scored that. But you only get one of them against Holland, you've got to score it.
Yeah.
But, friendly.
The pressing was good. Created loads of chances for Holland playing out for the back.
See how we get on tonight against
It seems to be a bit more expansive, but I can. Once the tournament starts, I can't be seeing pushing that high up against Germany. Because that's risky. Because if Germany score early, first game, atmosphere up, you could be in for a pump.
Because we're still in a scenario where we kind of go play an expansive fit against better teams, because we'll get destroyed.
So I would say it was a near bad as a watch, you say, for 65 minutes.
Watch.
They changed things about, but did you watch England this Saturday night?
I did, no.
I did. I seen most of it.
Was a handbrake on?
I ain't going for a better team, but obviously Brazil went and broke and scored. But I looked at the two teams in paper. England are far better team than Brazil.
Aye.
So they shouldn't have been against a friendly.
Brazil are struggling to qualify for a World Cup.
Aye.
Do they?
Aye.
Well, they're midfield. The boy at West Ham.
Paqueta.
And the boy at Newcastle, Gomez.
Gomez.
And there's a few boys in the lower half of the Premier League.
Yeah. There's a lot of injured folk playing.
If I was the boy that scored, like, I heard of him.
He just signed for Madrid.
Real Madrid.
So they're expecting
him. And a few players, like, missed a couple of Viniciuses.
Real Madrid.
But.
A lot of folk are saying Southgate should go.
Nearly four years. Well, it worked for fucking fun. It worked for Ivory Coast. They sacked their manager during the tournament and ended up winning African nations.
A lot of the, obviously here, the English press.
Who played all right when he came on, or did he start?
Didn't start.
He came on and played all right.
He's some player. He's a good player.
Played all right, but I think English fans are getting a bit upset, and then Because I think this is the last chance for Southgate this tournament, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
But if you look at England's team, he's got to do something.
He's got to do something with
that. He's got to do something. That's a ridiculously good team.
Yeah. So uninspiring.
He is, aye.
Imagine him as your manager.
Did he start, say, in his time he's played against the top 10 teams?
Against top teams, he's got a 30% win record against the top 10.
No. He's hit some nice drives, has he, in the tournaments?
Oh, they've been favourable.
He's dead, actually, if he should be.
If he should be. So I'm intrigued to see what the draw ends up being for the Get. A tough team the last 16.
They always lose to the big game. They always lose the big game.
Aye.
But his record's not bad compared to other England managers. I've always stuck up for him, like, but I'm kind of ending my tether with him now. Like. Maybe get that.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Yep. So, Highland League at the weekend. Could say the title race was kind of over, maybe.
Again.
We're saying that again.
Like a broken record.
Breaking for the last 6 weeks.
Obviously, Breaking beat Tara 5-1. Less said about it, the better. But
well bumped.
Then Bucky got beat by Keith.
Flying. 9 unbeaten.
Nine unbeaten. But it's a big defeat for Bucky at 3-1 against Wick.
They've been struggling big time. They've lost Locos.
Clark.
Then they get one beat bloody Fort Martin, and they beat Brock and places like that.
See Strathone again, eh? Two wins in a bounce.
Rallying a bit.
That's him up there. Vale could get relegated yet.
New chairman in it, have
fair,
you
fair changes there, like. Mm-hmm. Big new changes.
Chairman, new chairman in. So it'll be interesting to see for that attract for a manager.
Maybe Craig has done him a favour by ruffling a few feathers and
maybe,
telling them how it is and they need to sort their act out, like. So we'll see. Grantley's a good lad, I like Grantley, like. So, I've never seen him as a manager, like, but he's it's a long time since I played with him. But he's like a nice guy. Grantley, I'm sure he'll the players will like him.
I like him because Gregor's old school, isn't he?
He'll probably be okay for a short term. You'll get players on board, but maybe not so much for the long term.
Depends how he gets on with the results and stuff. It's a testing time for him.
But I don't think Grantley would tack it full time. I was speaking to him into that fucking far was a trampoline place in the Varuri.
Trampoline
park. He's got young Bairns cancer. I can't see him come in. Maybe.
Then sure. Depends if he applies.
Yeah. But changing times.
But it sounds of social media, it sounds like he's in until they find somebody.
So. That's how it
looks. But then that's a new chairman in, so he might have different ideas.
It's tight the bottom here. I think there's only 6-7 points.
The staff's better win a couple more games. But I don't think anybody's going to do it anyway.
I think there's nobody
ready to come up.
But I think Brecon will have a massive push now to try and get up. They're wanting out of the Highland League.
They're good enough if you go by the teams that are. I don't think they're good enough.
The teams,
the Glasgow team are always your favourites, I think, in that game.
Well, Lowland League you've got to get through. And then the bottom of the League 2's nae gimmies either, because you look at Clyde, they thrashed fucking Stenhouse Muir 6-0.
They're rock bottom.
And Stenhouse Muir are top. They must have something about them.
Yeah, exactly.
One off game, is it?
They're nae getting pumped. Because Elgin's kind of pulled himself off.
They've sorted themselves out.
They've got a new chairman.
New chairman last week.
You see that thing at Fort Martin, Bunks of D? Did you see what happened?
Yeah.
Fitch should have happened there.
Happened.
So what was the situation again?
Let it play on.
Yep.
That was right.
Aye. Bad didn't go to play.
Aye.
And the team that was in possession was for Martin.
Aye.
Hot the official. Aye. Bad didn't go to play, stayed in play, and went on an attacking phase of football.
And they scored.
Aye.
So it was a goal allowed.
Yep. That's a rule. Look it up.
If it hits an official, you have to stop it.
But it goes opposite direction as it comes back.
There's loads of different things that can
nuances.
Happen. If it stays in play, you can, in the team, it hit the bar. So Fermartin hit the bar, kicked it forward.
Hit
the official, landed it for Martin player, but they were attacking, so you're allowed to continue play.
So if it went to...
If it went to the opposition team, stop. Give the ball back to...
For Martin?
Bounce ball for Martin.
Even though it was Gnut?
Yeah. But if it went out of play, it would have just been a throw-in.
Aye. So it was right.
Yeah.
To let it go through and score.
Yep.
But it was thingy that scored it. He used to play for Turriff. It's his name.
Aaron Reid.
Aye. He thought it was disallowed then.
Was it disallowed? Or did it stand? Because it should have stood.
Well, they run it through and scored. Aye. And then he blew his whistle. And I reckon if it happened, because the video cut off.
I'm 99% sure it goal should have stood.
Aye. Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Can't mind if it low number it is, but it's low forever.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Converse is interesting just now. Aberdeen. Manager Hunt. Fit manager.
Abdi started them, dude.
Okay.
Oh, Craigar's got a job.
Fit is going on, honestly. Oh, like, fit is going on. Like, why do the statement again?
We'll get a manager in place by last weekend.
Well, my worry is it's going to be the Morns morning at 9 o'clock and it'll be Michael O'Neill.
Well, he distanced himself again through the week in his interview, saying he was only at the St Mirren game.
But he didn't say, then he went on to say, have you seen the Hale clip about there was compensation given before when he left to go to Stoke? Who says that wouldn't happen again?
Oh, goodness. He doesn't inspire you with confidence anyway. But Aberdeen's a fucking disgrace, honestly. Aye. That Cormac's a fucking idiot.
It's all these statements, shed. They rolled out a statement saying we'll have a manager in place, and everybody's expecting it to be Monday morning, then expecting midweek, then expecting the weekend. They've technically got the biggest game of the season on Saturday, so they're going to cause a load of upheaval next Friday.
Aye.
It's just,
honestly,
come out on Monday and say Boy Levine's in charge for that game or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then to get another statement and say, right, if we win, he's got to end the season, but he won't be getting a job. Then it buys you another 2 months because there'll be a few boys maybe sacked or mere opportunities. Because obviously we're not the first club, because like, there's other managers. Again, every club's probably like second, third, fourth choice goes for managers, but it's just the fact that.
But Dunk, other clubs hey somebody in, didn't they wait fucking months?
I just think it's just 8 games to go. If I was going to take out a job, 8 games
nobody,
to go.
Nobody.
It's a knock-on effect of how many players are they missing out on? Or things they're doing for next season? Because they've got a manager.
Aye.
And all these players are going, well, if I was a manager, what would I ken yet?
And Ross County have team sorted out their situation. Aye. And Don Cowie seems to be doing a good job. That could be enough to get him over a line, Ken, because they've got their ducks in a row.
Right.
But it's I think the worst thing for me is sacking Robson without any real plan.
Aye.
Why did they do it? They should be behind the scenes. They were adamant they were sacking
for
Robson.
For that moment on, looking for a manager.
Well, no, even a four.
Even Ken, a four.
If they were adamant they were sacking Robson, why sack him and brought in Warnock.
32 days.
But if they were determined to sack Robson, say, right lads, fit come a day, for what we'll get.
We've said this before. Ken, one game was against Rangers, so it was a free hit, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, if they decided they were getting DR, they should have said, right, well, as you say, wait, decide what we're doing, get folk lined up. It's nae harsh, because Rangers games are nothing game anyway, because
they'll be harsh. Sorry.
But they'll beat us.
Aye.
Ken, you're nae going to go down there and get a result anyway, because you've been playing shit. So give Robson another couple of weeks until you get the right man.
Robson got a result there. He won 3-1 there, didn't he?
Aye, but the way the team had been playing of late. But just wait. If it was a hurry, they tell you they were nae better off. If they'd kept Robson in place anyway.
Nah.
And if it is true, they're saying they're going to, and they take O'Neill, because that's the only name that's really been mentioned now, I do believe he's a good enough manager to be paying compensation for. I'd rather went for somebody that's fucking free or just not get nabdy, because they're saying that if they go over, they'll hate to pay him off. What's the point in that? If it's he done in his career to justify, say, let's go and pay him out a contract? Nothing. Brechin, Shamrock Rovers, and Stoke, and now his second stint at Northern Ireland?
Back.
Like, far as the basis of fucking saying...
he's brilliant.
Aye.
We've got to get him.
It almost reeks, so he's the only boy we can get.
Aye.
That's what it smells of. And for the outside looking in now, it looks like Cormac doesn't really give his name.
1,000,000%.
Aye, totally got
it. And
totally
it's all on him. It's not democracy. It's him.
Aye.
On his say-so for on him.
Aye, because I'm sure some of the boys behind the scenes have said, whoa.
Aye.
Let's talk stock here. Right, we've decided we're going to sack Robson. Let's get somebody in place. And he's just went, fuck it, nah. Get him out now. Fans want him out.
Because listen, a few 15-year-olds in the red shed.
He's fucking, honestly, he's no idea.
Is But as much stick as Stuartie Malin got, aye, it was never a shambles,
never.
I guess.
Never.
Never. We didn't go for, well, if it's up, four managers, hold on.
Four managers
in 2 seasons.
Aye.
And Stanley
Hill. That's probably me and Stuartie Malin had fucking, well, for fun did he...
Oof.
I mean, McInnes was there most of his tenure.
Yeah, Scovedal.
McInnes, Scovedal.
Scovedal there for...
He was there for a while, to be fair.
Was there for him?
Yeah, Craig Brown in charge for a while.
Alex Smith?
Nah. It was Alex Smith.
It was never a fuck a boot, though.
No, I was Nina, that's keeper.
But my boys, you're either all in with messages to the fans or you're all out. Aye. It's radio silence or it, but it's bait again. And then, I don't know, like just.
The fact that as neighbour nae leaks, it's nae because they're tight in here and nothing's kept close to the chest. It's because there actually is nothing happening.
Nothing happening.
It'll be on LinkedIn next week, probably.
Aye. You can apply. I'm surprised there's not an email come through.
Like a lower level footpath,
you get jobs. Manager.
Fit chance have you got, really, on a park, if half a park is at like a shambles? You've got no chance, have you?
No, Neen. Glazers, eh? Part of doing your bingo.
To be fair, I haven't seen 100 million spent by Aberdeen. Yeah.
No, but
in, totally different.
Not really, because it's a theoretical and.
But like you say, there's nothing, is there?
No,
it's a joke. Like honestly,
I just actually kind of believe in mismanagement.
You think the international week and things got being a time to maybe get somebody and
I was expecting him Monday morning as soon as the international break, bang.
Get him, comes. Get him maybe a wick under the belt with training and stuff like that. With is, him.
You'd love to be a fly in the wall in there to see if the fuck's
going on.
Board meeting.
I'm sure there's somebody sitting in there going, oh my God, fucking, if it was going on here. Is there? A guarantee or somebody in there going,
somebody just scratching the heat thing. The fuck if I could just tell.
See, Johnny Hayes is finishing the end of season as well.
Oh, get him as manager.
He does a youth, he does something.
I suppose a really good youth coach as well.
But it's like, far of the gun. But it's mere for it's a knock-on effect. Because as I was a turnover of players in Scottish football, you need to be, again, your Hearts might be squad players, but they've signed three already.
100%.
Yeah, behind.
Ken, by the time you get, if he keeps you...
And if a boy comes in, if me and you go in the morning, right, 8 games isn't enough to decide he's a good player or he's not a good player. You need a bit more than that. Yeah, you can get an inkling saying, oh, I'm not sure about it, but 8 games, you're finding your fucking feet in the floor of the gun. So, what about him is you get a new contract and you're sitting going,
So, but then, Mark's it worse, fully worse then, if he gets him at summer, and they'll fuck off in their summer break and he doesn't get fit, he's got in 5 years, and there's boys out of contract, they need to sign more folk.
Then, even the ones that maybe do want to be here start going, as a fucking manager, I'm not signing a new deal.
I think your fans have got to think enough and they're raging and calling out for a sacking of a manager. They've got to mind before you get in.
Fans needing it.
Because this matter of fact comes in, 95% of the fans want to be having him.
And we've touched on it before. Aberdeen fans think they're this be all and end all fucking super club. They're nae. But they're a fucking running mill.
It's. Ken, the craziness of social media, you hear this, so we should go for a Bodo Glimt manager, Ken. Why the fuck? They almost won the fucking Europa in it. Well, they were, did we all?
The boy at my work said, at Rijeka manager, that's top of the Croatian league, which is nae mean feat. So he said his mate just posted it on WhatsApp for a laugh, and before he knew it, it's went Arun, the papers and that. And then obviously the boy at Rijeka was like, why would you leave a team that's top of the Croatian league? I understand. It's a Croatian league. Maybe you need to come to somewhere in the UK, do a good job, to maybe get a big move to England. But you're nearly even atop the league team to come to Aberdeen.
No, you fuck.
Doesn't matter what league you're in.
Yeah. No. So be a hint
either they're pulling off a master stroke or anybody's got a clue what's going on.
I think it's a lot.
I'd be very surprised if somebody come in and Abdi was like, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen
the name? Who are the names? Would I can fast too, but I would take Darren. Who are the names? Darren Ferguson is fire I would take. And it's not because of the Fergie link. I just think he'd hear something about him.
Mm-hmm. I like Darren Ferguson. I think Neil Lennon would be a good...
Well, I'll be honest, why it is because this fucking about, and because Lennon's free and out of contract. I'd hear Lennon or Ronby, because that's long term. Long term doesn't exist in football anymore. It's 18 months.
Aye, aye.
That's it.
Lennon will be, the fans will maybe talk him, there'll be a bit of a bounce. He'll get him going and see, but Lennon will be the worst appointment ever from things out of fuck.
Well,
I don't
think Lennon will stand for any bullshit behind the scenes. No. Again, if Lennon smelt
interference,
smelt anything behind the scenes, it was. Like fucking
he'd
weak
walk.
He's just going to fucking...
That's why he's near there then.
Aye.
Just possibly.
But fans would turn on Lennon super quick.
I'd imagine Lennon would be in cahoots with Robson because they play together, don't they?
Mike O'Neill, apparently, been banned for drink driving five times or something.
Is he?
Aye, he's in, well, I've heard a lot of stories. He's supposed to be an alky.
Aye, and we've been doing that at Rodby. Previous manager.
Fairly.
But that's maybe just rumours. So it's rumours about Kate, weren't there? You feel bad about that?
Fit.
About the Kate thing?
I'm just saying what everybody else was saying online. So
that doesn't make it all right.
Part of the spreading. It's part of
the problem.
Nah.
I was about to say something about Bardinia. Lost my train of thought.
You've been bad
do you
anyway.
Do you think Cormac wouldn't have went Lennon because he's a big character and it's somebody bigger than him?
There's nobody bigger than that narcissist, is there?
No. And that's a problem.
Aye.
I think Cormac would want somebody that he can undermine.
I was all for and loving him at that, but I'm at a point new where...
You look at it, boys, he's like glassy. Whack out. If I was next again, Goodwin. He's a strong character,
But then, nae proven nae way. Nae pedigree.
Didn't that look a strong character walking off the field at Easter Road?
He was maybe too strong with the players.
See, I was thinking of this the other day. Aberdeen have had some bad manager exits. Steve Barr's in the back of a fucking boot of a car.
That's right. I forgot.
Forever let Jim Goodwin Dia on a TV camera.
Oh, man.
Forgot. Pelly got.
But that was, I think that was bad for Aberdeen again. He should have went as soon as he got beat by
Darvel.
To give him a next gate. He was just a ticking time bomb.
He should have been in the office on a Monday after the
Somebody
game,
said it.
Next game.
Obviously, that kind of tribute. Somebody said to me at work that Cormac was meant to have went in the dressing room after the Darvel game and gave Abdi a dressing down, and if that's true.
Players aren't here now. Nah. For the fucking
I don't mind that much, yeah. He's the owner of the club,
but he's under
and in special manager. Occasions, I think. Ken, if I owned a football club and I thought it was like a result like Darvel, I'd be doing.
Aye, but if I'm the manager and you're doing an dressing room, I'm just saying, get us fuck you.
I vaguely remember somebody at United to us and him getting told by our worst to fucking do one.
Aye.
Remember that?
No.
It definitely happened.
Aye. But
as I said, if it was overly wrong with glass again.
Just because we thought we should be like flying high and we were sitting sixth. Imagine sixth. Fucking dream of sixth place.
And he was trying to play expansive.
But for me now, it's like stay up. And next season's goal of the stay up is to finish in the top six. I can't even believe I'm saying it.
Aye. Yeah.
Statistics tell you that's moving forward. Fucking hell. But at the same time, I'm saying, we could be in another final. Eh?
Aye.
And it could be a season of two finals.
Mm-hmm. Two finals. Imagine we got a cup.
Imagine we got a cup. You'd hate to say it was a successful season because you only won three trophies and you won one of them.
Whoa, Middlesbrough, I mean, they won a cup and got relegated.
Wigan won FA Cup and got relegated.
Would you take a cup if we got relegated?
I would take. I would.
Nah.
No.
Surely.
No.
Winning trophies.
Nah.
Never been relegated in the history of the club.
Winning a trophy.
Nah. You're not talking relegation.
Honestly?
Win a trophy.
No way.
You'd win a Scottish Cup and go down?
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
Because we'll come back stronger.
That is a tough podcast for you at season. So no matter how good you're doing, but you're in the championship.
In fact, that day, Aberdeen got relegated.
Why did we start as podcast when Rangers
are there? I know. Exactly. Could you imagine that? Oh, seen a podcast sitting here with him if it's been liquidated.
I disapp it.
Which, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
The tired, I'm gone.
I'm out.
I've hung up my headphones.
Either that or I would fucking
fighting.
I'd call rank. Right, no Rangers talk.
Well, it's maybe the SPL.
Then that lower division shite.
Aye, so but we'll see if it 9 o'clock tomorrow morning says.
I want to say fuck all.
No?
Nah. O'Neill's not talking it.
I hope you're right, shit.
So the Euro qualifiers tonight, is there? So
Scotland's on now.
Wales.
Big game, Wales. Big, I watched the Wales game of the night. It was brilliant. They've got a good team, eh?
I don't like Wales.
Eh? And you've said us before.
Aye. I don't like them.
What a national anthem.
I'm jealous of them because we've had better teams and we couldn't get out a group, Ken. And they're flat.
They go off of this. That's four tournaments out of five.
Aye. Big ask against Poland, so they've only beaten once in the
aging team.
For Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, but still.
Fit score? Fit country. No, no. Far is it like? Far is it
Wales.
Being played?
Wales.
It's in Wales. Mm-hmm. It's just one leg.
Aye.
Aye. Like that. Then England's drawn 1-1 with Belgium.
Scotland score?
0-0.
No. Should we beat Northern Ireland at home?
Should be.
You should be.
I guess.
It's a friendly.
We'll still wait for the real stuff.
Nah, real football starts again this weekend. So does it.
7
games without a win.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you're going to hell, Shed.
No, I'm telling you, I'll be bad for him going into the tournament. He's led you up again.
We've got 2 games before the tournament starts.
Steve Clark's about to get a Rangers.
I said he was getting ducked at Rangers.
40 euros. 40 euros.
I said he was getting ducked at Rangers job from with Sark Bielman. I put money on it. He was 20-1.
Did you?
He's meant to have met Cormac. In Milne, in Glen Eagles.
See, that's a ridiculous like Mayor Aberdeen. Like, there's no way he's leaving Scotland job to Ducky Aberdeen job. That would just be ridiculous.
Bigger job.
Shit's an absolute cunt, isn't he? Look at him. You know, when I folks say, I believe half the things he says.
All the starting reality. But Steve Clark will be in a shoogly peg, though.
I think so.
I don't think he's 2 tournaments out of 3, I think.
He's got some time, but...
Aye, absolutely.
I think he's going to go to...
You get a World Cup qualifiers without a shadow of a doubt, no matter if fit happens. But,
I just think he's achieved so much and changed it, he might think that's as much as I can do.
I think so, but...
I was not a massive fan of his, but I am new.
Me too.
He's turned me like...
You've got a good generation. We're going through a good generation at the moment in Scotland, don't we?
I think so.
Some good players, right?
Yeah.
Just a shame there's not enough of them in the Scottish League. But we'll accept that.
It's not matter, does it?
No, but it'd be good to see good quality players in Scotland.
Can't afford to keep them, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Right, obviously, the Premier League this week, so it's been fucking
shite. Shite weekend for football. Fucking
well,
it's
basically no football.
No, isn't it?
It's crap.
See, Ashley Cole, though, is getting added to the Hall of Fame.
Rightly so.
I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Best fullback of his generation.
Yeah.
100%, one of the best defenders of all time.
Unit defenders.
So how are they added? Are they nominated or nominates them?
PFA, I think.
PFA. So I see only there's only Fergie and Wenger and his manager. Surely Mourinho's got to be in.
He'd be next in, I would say.
Pep.
It depends. It being funny. It all depends on how it's charges. I mean, if they get found guilty of all that and get relegated, it's a
he'll be away. Pep will be away.
It's a bullshit.
Well, he's part of the pro, he's part of the cheating.
Hall of Fame, you've got to be squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you look through a list of Faz
and this time?
I've seen
Faz gone in this time.
I've seen Faz in it.
Omdi, you would talk out at list?
Aye, Ian Wright.
Ian Wright was the first name that came to my head.
I don't think he should be in it.
Me neither.
A good player, good striker, but they're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. That was exactly what I thought.
The rest are, he stands out in it. When you see other players, 100%, 100%. You're right.
Aye.
Really? Good player, but.
How about you?
Rooney.
Nah, I'm also. We'll be fighting.
No, I'm only on the other name you mentioned, it's saying you'd Abdi laugh, say, he's. Oh, right. Mean. But Ian Wright, never me.
No, nor me. But then I did look at his stats. Eight seasons at Arsenal. And
in the Prem?
Aye. And he consistently over a 20 goal mark every season in the league.
And that's when it started, the Premier League as well, is it?
Yeah. Because he played in the first division.
With Palace, was it?
Crystal Palace, actually played in the second division with them as well.
I thought Cantona, maybe. Nay long enough.
Andy Confu kicked a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Which is squeaky clean, is it?
It's good, though. It was good to see.
It was, I liked it. But
got my cunt in a t-shirt on, right?
You can, it's not a great example, is it?
No.
To the youngster.
No.
Apart from that, Abdi else kind of justified.
Oh, I definitely. He got United out of the line, Cantona, did he?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Cantona should be in.
Three league titles?
I think Cantona should be in.
I think the majority of the class of 99s in there are the...
I think I'm maybe being harsh, isn't he, in right, are we?
I think maybe when you say it, I hadn't looked at his stats. Like, I knew he was a good striker, and he was Arsenal's leading goal scorer till Henry.
I did look at that list, and you're like, Ian Wright's in, stands out.
Could be actually
the rest of him, but when you look at it,
and you think, no, he's done a decent.
Yeah.
It's like I knew it's Stonewallers, I knew. Andy goes in a new bit. Stormont. Once you get a heap of folk in,
that's when you start struggling.
They start putting Phil Barb in and stuff, and you think, that's Neil Hall fine. Klopp and
I watched a Drogba montage on YouTube the other day. Drogba, you forget how good he was.
He was
unplayable. Drogba. Some of his goals and his highlight reels.
See, if you'd Drogba up front nowadays, oh my God.
He would run riot, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
He'd score half a dozen against Burnley.
He'd just run over the top of him.
Oh, playing about the back, he'd just rob it.
Just boom, bang.
And then they'd be silly enough to carry on. Robert, go.
He fucking would, honestly. You could just play Drogba by himself against Burnley.
Is Letizia in there?
No, no. Fitzgerald.
Score are great goals.
Aye. One club, and I think it's an asset to have for getting into the Hall of Fame. Maybe, if you stick with one club.
But stick him in Southampton's Hall of Fame. Nay.
Sorry, it's not Man United or Liverpool or Chelsea, if I can help.
He's missing medals, is he?
Plus the hell carry on. He'll never be in it now. If he's not in it now with the hell
Sky thing.
Yep, Sky thing. Plus the hell conspiracy. Well, is it conspiracy?
No, I like
speaking
it.
It's just truth.
Yep.
But the mainstream media, they like the truth.
PFA is probably you'll be above board.
Yeah.
Lick hoop.
I did like Letizia as a player.
Lazy but absolutely brilliant.
I didn't think he would work new.
No,
because you've got to be an athlete new. A monster athlete.
Omdi in the league right currently now would be gone in the future, Jenk. Salah.
Definitely
Stonewaller.
Salah, maybe a bit Son, maybe
it's going to be high. To get in the Hall of Fame, it's got to be the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
Salah's it, I knew. De Bruyne.
De Bruyne, definitely.
Aye.
Kyle Walker, definitely. Best fullback in the Prem.
Depends how long Haaland's going to be in. He'll be in.
He's going to jump clubs.
He'll be at Real Madrid.
He wouldn't be long enough in the Prem.
Because they'll be relegated, will they?
I'm not in Haaland, I'm there, like when I watch him,
I can't think me.
He came at me, his name icon a player. Like, I'd like for somebody I used to hate, again, I'm K&R Day or Haaland.
Aye.
I think he's like Bale, Haaland. Once the physical attributes go, he's in trouble.
That's his main. He's big, strong, powerful, but he's clever. He's clever for his, Ken. Usually a player like that's nae the most clever, but he uses his physical attributes to cover that. But he's got the physical attributes, and he's quite clever with his runs, again. And he's got De Bruyne, which helps.
He's not quite season this season, though, is he?
No, he said he was injured, and say it was De Bruyne, which didn't help.
He's still got 20, I think, already.
I'd hate him.
Oh, you'd hate him in your team?
Absolutely, 100%.
I think Van Dijk might get his way in there at some point in the future, now.
I would say
he's
Robertson, maybe. Maybe there.
No,
you have to be special as a fullback to get in, don't you?
Nobody feel him.
Trent,
nah.
No,
what's he getting in?
Too many mistakes.
Aye.
So you're actually struggling at the era at the moment. How much would actually go in?
Salah and De Bruyne are two nailed
stick up. Ones.
I'd hit Salah. No, I'm not arguing about
Rodri probably.
In all seriously, Klopp.
Seriously,
Klopp goes in.
Seriously, no.
I think so.
I think he will.
I think he'll get in.
I think he should go in.
I think
he... And I'm not just saying,
if he wins a league this year, but one league's not enough for me, is it?
Yeah, I think he could be. One's maybe not enough.
It's got to
be
multiple. Liverpool.
For Hall of Fame, it's got to be multiple.
Aye. I would put Ranieri in because he won it with Leicester.
Aye, because that was a...
One-time biggest... I'd put a few at Leicester boys in, maybe just for that season alone.
Jamie Vardy.
Aye, Vardy, Kante...
Can't
he go in?
What was the centre half?
Maguire?
No.
Centre half. I was Huth and Morgan.
Morgan.
Huth. Skip out.
But Yanehan likes that. Was it like Avram Grant? Did he win a title?
That's right. So he did. I think maybe he did.
He's not getting in the whole.
Mancini.
Mancini's not getting.
He won a couple, didn't he? He won two. No. No, Pellegrini.
Pellegrini.
And Dalglish.
Dalglish. Can Dalglish not getting in? Pellegrini's not getting in. So, Ken, why's Klopp getting in? If he wants two,
it's got to be more than one. Is that what I'm saying?
He created for a culture
for our Hall of Fame. It's got to be more than one, isn't it?
I think so. If he wins it this year, I would definitely put him in
Champions League. So he's won Champions League, but I suppose you're
it's Premier League.
Premier League Hall of Fame, isn't it?
They're a shite mare.
It's a cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. obviously no other fit bass, so we came up with a topic this week, and it was two Bampod.
You boys are 11. Relentless.
Was it a topic? I must have messed that.
I'm in a new job at work, so I was just like, looked at my phone, there was about a thousand messages.
I just kept on pumping them in. I didn't realise we'd... For a bit, did you say it was a top? I must have messed up.
They're coming so quick.
I can't mind. Just, we said we'll do a top five or something. I put in, we'll do a tedious.
It was funny. Like
I must have messed up, but I just was rifling at names.
You two are relentless. Tedious link to Bampod.
I seen that, but then it just kind of went off the rails, and I was just firing in stuff like that.
I've got a 4-3-3.
Well, I went for a 4-3-3 now because you said you was a 4-3-3.
Aye. Right. The goalie was easy for me.
Was it
Joe Hart attack?
It was Joe Hart attack.
I think I went.
Well, I'll
Peter
change
Schmeichel.
I'll go mine. I'll change mine to Hasta Onana.
Hasta. Oh.
Hasta Manana.
Hasta Manana. Yeah.
Defenders.
Back four. The full backs were tough.
Aye.
But I've got Paul Parker.
Aye.
Obviously, Packers. And Justin Turra instead of Justin Edinburgh.
I've went for Stent Alexander Arnold. Stent. In Rustic Grill Neville.
Centre halves, I've gone Robert Muggahooth. And Ronald Turracumin.
That's a belter.
I'm going for Fabian Scher. Scher.
Scher isn't Scher. Okay.
And Virgil van Hop my neighbour's dyke.
It's a fence bit of that well.
Aye, ruin it.
Three midfield.
Aye.
What, Diema?
Okay.
So my three midfield is Michael Ballocks Bray. In reference to the working for him, John, get to work. And because there's a lot of Nicky Button. What a button in.
I've went for Stuart McCall Salmond.
You're determined to crowbar in until Salmond. Yeah,
100%. Willow flooded the bathroom. And I'll go for attacking role in there. James Rodriguez.
James.
That's a good James.
Front three.
Front three.
Theo Deadcat. Lee Sharpling and Chisels. And Tony Puppuccino.
Oh, me.
I've went for Miguel Almi Sonderon. And Jordan, who are you? And Harry Kainfoot like.
I was going to hate Harry Kainfoot, was it again? Oh, come on.
I was going to put in Duong Hee Chan.
I'm trying to think of the folk that didn't make it.
Stephen Electric Car. Reggie Minker.
Reggie Minker.
Oh man,
and his stickers, man.
Honestly, you can't.
I had fucking stickers. As soon as I seen that, you could. Because WhatsApp had an update, but I didn't. You just updated. You didn't see anything. And then I was like, what? I put in a GIF and I goes, Fitz, create. Oh, man.
It's the next level in WhatsApp, isn't it?
I was that. Like,
I'm no joke, you that. Oh, some of that things, that links, that. What the fucking laugh. I'm sitting there just. chuckling a lot myself. Oh,
some of the players so like Roberto Bago Supio.
Try to crowbar into their stuff
in there's like words that we've said also the pod.
Dennis Naywise.
George best podcast in Northeast.
Best podcast in Tala.
That was a good crack. I enjoyed doing that. Or anything you stand?
The manager. Did you hear manager? Arsene Dadders.
Yeah. Well, we've had a manager on in the, you know, the pods, Joachim Löw.
Oh, aye.
Joachim Löw, aye. Yeah. Joachim.
Nah, I like that. Like,
yeah, well.
That was the puns. You on anything?
Yeah, I was fucking honest, though. But
I didn't think you got the... You was just putting that around. If it was Dennis against the law.
I must have missed that bit at the start when you... the link and
aye, because I put it down and then me and Mike just started firing back
and then I just seen the thing and I was like,
Northern Ireland. Fuck's sake.
Tell you.
Wobbly, fuck, we started with
Wobbly Bike.
Just looking now. So Patterson, Hendry, Cooper, Tierney, Robertson, McGinn, Gilmour, McTominay, Christie, Dykes.
So that's a strong team.
I think I might like Michael O'Neill's Aberdeen manager.
Nah, it's friendly. Friendly.
It's friendly, friendly.
It's that Conor Bradley, probably the best player.
Aye,
plays for Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fullback?
Aye,
right back. He scored.
Aye, playing midfield.
So being it,
so it's 19 goals now. Seven.
If it's
19 goals in 7 games now.
I've conceded. That's not real stuff. Would say that enough. If it was Man United losing friendly, you're like, well, let's just wait till the league starts.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Wasn't it Justice League this week? But there was a thing that happened last week in the friendlies, Georgia and Luxembourg.
Did
only see it.
Was it Georgia? Was it near Kazakhstan?
Georgia,
was it?
Georgia. Georgia, Kazakhstan. And this is the situation here. So, bar goes through. The attacker's got the bar. Potential foul. Pref plays.
Doesn't give it.
Play carries on. And they go up
Georgia the park. Georgia go up the park and score.
They go up the park here and score.
Yeah.
Good finish for you, the boy Rodriguez, is it? Or
aye, good hit.
Good finish. All right. So celebrate 1-1.
Next Georgian lad.
You're very happy.
Then the next thing you can, goes to VAR. Referee looks at it, pulls it back. Free kick, sending off.
See,
goal chopped off.
Why is he teeing it back for a... Because it was a sending off. Is that why he's teeing it back?
Here we go, look. Last man.
But I was a boy, I said him, so he's near last man.
Is that a genuine attempt for a bar?
But he's in front of him both, yeah.
Front and both.
Mm. I think that's the right decision. I think it's just unlucky. Kick,
red card,
I think it's unlucky that
I agree.
The other team score.
Ref.
You can't argue against it, to be honest with you, but...
But it is a shambles that the other team... The ref doesn't agree it, and then they go a one score.
Mm-hmm.
If that's in the Premier League...
Trouble.
Aye.
Derby. He's only got a while because it was Luxembourg.
Aye.
But still, that was
going to happen.
Aye.
Yeah. But I was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
That was going to happen.
Well,
there was a decision going to chop a goal off because they missed it.
Yep.
Well, just waiting for it to happen.
That's Georgia qualified tonight because they obviously won their game tonight.
I don't think that is a sending off again because he's still got two boys running about him.
I bet he's in front of him, Beth.
But he's not got a bar under control.
The next touch is probably
got a shot and goal.
Has he got a free shot and goal there, you think?
Aye. Clear, free shot and goal.
I just, the whole fact that Tina's long to...
Aye.
Kind of, if VAR looked at it and thought, oh, ref, stop us, we'll have to look at us first. Because surely VAR can go in and say, ref, stop us, we need to look at us.
Mm. Again, I'm not involved in
VAR. No. I just, it was a shame, because obviously Luxembourg...
I think it's the right decision that they've came to an end, to be honest. But it's shite.
It's a series I play afterwards. I just shite. Like,
yeah.
Stop a game. Hell, look at it. Didn't I carry on.
I'm not overly convinced of you, to be honest with you.
No.
I'm never the fuck, mind you.
No. Well. Right, it was a quickie. We're flying through this week's. Right, wanker of the week this week.
What a fucking wanker.
Sheds, books open, he's raging, he's ready to go.
Well, no, I'm not raging, I've...
I'll fire mine because we've kind of touched on it. My name's Dave Cormack.
Okay.
Again.
Aye.
It's 2 weeks, is that 2 weeks in a row?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Just purely because of the hail situation in Aberdeen. And
my name's Gareth Southgate.
Okay.
The hail
Butland.
Goalie.
Aye.
Debacle. Now it's got out of hand. He's picking Trafford.
Aye.
Trafford's been shocking.
Aye.
He got dropped to Burnley.
He did.
He's fucking terrible. I can't, he's maybe a young up and coming goalie, but he's no better than Butland.
No.
I don't care for what anybody says.
No.
And he's picked Hamer Butland purely on the fact that Butland's playing in Scotland. So I think it's racist. Southgate's a racist.
Aye.
Against Scottish football.
Aye. And Scottish I can be a neutral. Scotland. I agree. It's just, you've got the second keeper, Fasnet, played two games a season for Arsenal, and now he's picked a guy, if I got dropped for Burnley, who are basically second bottom of the league.
Aye.
And there's a guy, who's just played a knockout fitter for Rangers.
Last season.
Aye.
In Europe. Aye. In Europe.
And he kind of get in the squad.
Aye. Aye. Nay, Europa Conference. Europa League.
He's lost me now. Southgate. A few few weird decisions. New.
Okay. I like Ben White now. Sunning it up.
He's a complete prick, Ben
How?
White.
How?
Posting.
I argued about
his wife. Go and do if you like. But he's just antagonising folk, isn't he?
Footsie on socials.
Mm-hmm. Sunning up, look at me.
Aye.
And then you've got Declan Rice going, I'll need to persuade him to come back. Oh, fuck him. He's gone.
Ben might wait. Like, I'm getting fucked by him. Is he a bit bad?
No.
Better not say much, because my wanker of the week is Hamza Youssef, and I might get done with hate crime. Oh, you will, Mike, now, because you're nearly saying anything.
I've missed the old Hamza story, that's why I was intrigued to see him.
He's obviously coming out with this new hate crime that you can be prosecuted and put inside for things like slagging off transgenders. See if we are just in a general chat on say the WhatsApp and I got leaked, we'd be out in jail.
Words are violence sort of idea.
Yep.
Okay.
Worst it is, he's under review now because he supposedly slagged off a transgender person last week. So police are investigating him for saying for.
If about a spiel about the minor white spiel, the chairman minister of defence,
white.
Oh, we're in a white country though.
But we've
got you just got to, if it's at side of things, we've just to suck it up.
Ken,
you're white, so shut up.
It's not right though.
I don't think it's right either, but
oh, not right. It's just a fucking. To me, words. The rest of the world's laughing at us.
To be prosecuted for words. Silly, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, the SNP have been a laughing stock ever since they've been in fucking power.
True. I'm not saying you can say if ever you want, but Ken.
No, but you're good.
Within reason.
Aye.
I think if somebody's a raging racist, let him speak so Abdi kens him. Abdi kens he's a racist.
Aye. Ken.
So, I again.
Is somebody offended by words?
I'm not.
We are not, obviously.
Folk are easy touched, Jen.
Okay. Different society nowadays, is it?
It is like
weak.
We were brought up in sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never harm you. That's what your parents used to say.
100%.
If they
God
say anything, fuck off.
God, you
with a stick.
God, you four eyes.
Roll a thumb.
God, you four eyes. You have good glasses.
Fucking jam jars. Four eyes. That was a good evening.
Four eyes is a classic.
Four eyes.
Really, four eyes.
Four eyes
four
and five.
Four eyes are better than two.
Aye. Fatty was in the rubber ball.
Aye, Fatty. Shut up, Fatty.
Shut up, Fatty.
Me for pumping your mum.
I'm only fat because every time I pump your mum, she makes me a sandwich. That's a hit. You used to good quips back.
Yep. Fucking, no, these scoops are fucked. He's shouting my mum. Why are you mucking on my small boy?
You don't want me, my piece.
It's because you're not tooling, man. You fucking boy mucked me a heel sandwich.
Heel sandwich. Kids are brutal, though. Well, if they were bucking.
Nah,
some of the things I can mind. Who you a whore?
We were nasty.
It's a fucking ruthless place being in the school.
Well, you think back to school.
You've got any impediment or anything. It's fucking...
Impediment.
A lisp or something like that.
School is a hard.
It's a hard school.
Lithborough.
Did Eric John Starr just say a lisp of a mine, right?
God, man, he was a dwarf, man. He was teeny wee.
Even if you stuck in at school, you were fucking
crucified for it.
Fucking sook.
You fucking sook.
Teach us back.
Fucking brainy and bastard.
You better not try at your French exam.
You're trying at school. What the fuck you need that for?
What's wrong with you?
If only we knew now, I would have tried a bit harder.
Sub-zero out in the building, so you're getting something I didn't know.
Fucking Mike's working for him in his warm house. Alright, so mine's Hamza Youssef.
I quite like that. I am with you. I hate SNP. They're so fucking left wing. It's fucking depressing. Liberals rule the world, do they?
Horrible.
Yeah. Till Trump's back in.
It's not going to be long.
Nah, I can't wait.
He'll be locked up in Lang though, is he?
Can't wait.
He's up in court for hush money for the porn stars.
But think America's mental. If you ever, I've been watching that shit on YouTube and you about evangelicists, Ken. TV channels. And they're just asking for money. And folk are hearing it. They're fucking billionaires. Just pure con artists.
Just shout through a TV.
They're doing that shit for the touch and the heat. I love watching it. It's fucking funny. It's so fucking mental.
Seen the memes and that folk bit of music night.
The boy dancing the stage.
There's one of them. I'll hate to send you this fucking boy. He gets clobbered by some news night and gets interviewed because he bought a plane.
I've seen that.
He's a fucking.
I need a plane to go and spread God's word around the world.
The guy made it so cheap, I had to buy it.
Folks sending thousands of pounds in.
And they're naked. It's like they ask for money. They ask for a thousand. Uh-huh. We need £1,000 now. Ken, they just mark a donation. No, £1,000. Like, that's fucking crazy. Americans,
praise the Lord.
But thank God, I'm not religious.
If they're putting money through the church, it'll probably be non taxable as well, is it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Cash.
Oh, aye.
It's like your. Like a Chinese restaurant.
George Carlin says, it's fucking no. God, he's almighty, he's all this, he's all that, but he always needs money.
Why don't it be cheap to run the world, you see?
That's Abdi's, is it?
No. I was stuck in between Steve Clark and Andy Murray.
What? Fuck right off.
We did say I was naming an argument now.
Bobby, no. If he picks Andy Murray.
Well, Ken, he's. But I'm not going to go for
it. I think I can why Andy Murray.
How?
Can I guess? Just retire, would you?
Oh, get the fuck.
That's what you're getting.
He's a bad not good. Ken, three majors.
That's big. Especially if in Nadal and Djokovic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was not good. He should be beating him. The only way he won him, because he gave up, couldn't be arsed at all. Anyway, I've went for the four boys in Russia. They've done something daft.
Terrorist boys.
Have you seen the videos, aye? Have you, aye?
They cut off a boy's ear and fed it to them.
They're getting tortured every single day for every single hour, every single day.
Because they'll just keep him alive.
For the rest of their life.
The boy's sitting there today, clearly got a broken jaw. Again, it's like, out there.
See, boy in court, he's knocked out. Just sitting on there.
He's been sitting with 80 volts on his nuts for the last 12 hours.
See the size of one of the boys.
Clearly a broken jaw.
Aye, fucking, his face is out there. They come here, right? Okay. And if we'd caught him, we'd have fucking...
thrown him in jail?
We'd thrown him in jail and fucking fed him. But they blow themselves up here. Why? You should definitely do it in Russia.
100%.
Then I get Dean alive.
No. You've got to kill yourself after you've done it.
Putin says, I'm going to go after your family.
Aye.
Only you've ever kent.
Aye.
Are their families.
And he will. He's starting to begin roaring into... Middle East, didn't he?
He's killing his fucking Ken rivals, political rivals. What's he getting to terrorists?
Okay. He had a good victory last week, did he? 88%.
five of his adversaries were dead.
A couple of locked up an hour, didn't
he? A couple in jail, and they just. I'm not bothering you now.
Locked the door, shut the door, locked it.
Do you think they regretted you up four lads?
Kind of
he'll keep him alive, torture him for
they'll know.
Years.
But as Don Beat said, go watch the actual video of it they did, and you won't feel any sympathy for
him.
No sympathy.
Putin's basically D'ing to him that we would D to him if they did something like that.
Ken, if they'd stole your house.
Because I didn't realise that once they'd massacred Abby, they were cutting heads off, and that's fit. There's a video of that, so they line him up. I didn't know why it was too brutal, but after that, they go and start cutting heads off.
Maybe a fast destiny, the right thing for them, man.
No, he'll keep him alive and he'll be tortured every day.
Yep.
For the rest of their lives.
Getting electrocuted all night. They're fine.
You're there in the West here, boys.
Nobody's coming to save you.
This is the wrong part of Europe doing stuff like that. Get caught.
Nobody's coming to save you, boys.
No, you think it's a terrorist? You think I'll go to a softer country in the Russia?
Well, that. Again.
I know. I didn't even care they had an issue either.
Russians. Is it nice fit they did in Syria?
Was it something to do with that?
Chechens.
Chechens.
It's, I reckon ends in
H2. Anyway, it's scary. When you see a nick of them boys, you're like, big mistake.
They're better detonating themselves than getting caught.
Yeah.
So, wonkers of the week.
Oh, yeah, I think it was just unbelievable.
It's been a while now. See that book I put up?
Oh, unbelievable story, Mike.
Are you a book reader already?
No. Oh. It's an unbelievable story. I can't story.
Forgotten Highlander.
Aye.
Aye. Oh. Read this
at notes, isn't it? That boy is amazing. Like, aye. Honestly.
I'll leave it here. I read once I'm finished with it.
Aye. I'm going to read it.
I'm going to read it. Like.
Audio book or
audio book. Is that a
documentary on YouTube?
As a good interview with a boy, explains it on YouTube.
Aye.
If it happened to him. If
it happened to the boy, no, it's
unbelievable. So. All right, that's a wanker week. Mug of truth this week.
Same as another Ian. The unkillable soldier as well.
Is there?
Aye. Boy, aye. World War II hero. It'd been shot about 17 times or aye. Something, never died, and came for like, you aye. Never hear of these boys, and it's yeah. mental.
Is he as tough as the boy in Conair?
Cameron Poe.
Cameron Poe. Never walked through bullets, guys.
Didn't even flinch.
See, that's my sort of far-fetched. It's far-fetched. Oh, so I can see myself being it.
Maverick's too much, but Cameron Poe walking through a bullet's net.
Cameron Poe, if I got shot, that's how I'd react.
Put the bunny bag in the box.
I quite like Conair.
Conair's a great film.
Great film. John Malkovich is brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely
give
brilliant.
Give it a film I watched on Sunday.
That's seven.
Seven.
Give it a film I watched on Sunday. The new Roadhouse.
Oh, was it good?
No.
Was it good?
It's actually all right. It was an easy watch.
And it's got Conor McGregor in
it. He's actually all right, isn't it?
Is he?
He comes across in the bar, isn't
it? You'll never beat the Swayze.
No. You'll never get...
The fight scene end for he rips the boy's throat.
That's unbelievable. Classic. Brilliant.
They didn't have films like that anymore.
No.
80s films.
Yep.
Roadhouse, see, it's one of the things. If it's on, you're watching the
hell thing.
Flicking through, oh no, it's Roadhouse.
Should be a top five 80s films.
Oh
man,
that's tough.
Fuzzy, the other boy, it's in Roadhouse. Susie and the other boy,
Dalton.
Him with the Tash.
Tash. Christian. He's in.
Born. Crib.
He's good, is he?
He's good. Is he in a Lady Gaga in a? The brother.
How's your Gucci?
Aye.
Gaga and Cooper.
Cooper.
Star is Born.
Star is born. Is that that's a remake.
Aye,
it?
The brother.
Is
aye.
Is he? Bradley Cooper.
Nah, I think you're in the wrong fucking ship here.
Wrong drill.
He's an Al Mani.
I can just envision him.
Envision him.
Mark, up new words.
Mug of truth.
Mug.
Robert Mugahooth.
Robert Hooth.
Promise to go with you there's first Lego mine.
Go on in.
So this one has came out the back of a situation that happened this week. And
sounds serious.
The question is it acceptable for your wife, partner, to open up a parcel, a letter that you have received through the letterbox?
Oof. Never.
Are they even asking? Just opening it.
No.
So, I'll tell a story.
Tell a story.
So, Warbs listens to the podcast, but I get an odd text from him. What the fuck does that mean? Like he was sledging Dunical Summit. Couldn't I get a dune bit? Dune. Oh, right. So, it was your idea, was it, Shed? You should send him a Doric dictionary, Ken. So, I says, that's a great idea. So, I asked him for his address, Ken. So he tell me, he goes, what's it for? He goes, I got fine new kids. So it's been a couple of days and he has been texting him. What the fuck are you? He goes, you'll find new soon enough. He thought he was getting a mug again.
Oh, yeah.
So eventually I arrived at his door today and I'd put on Mr. Jim Warbs on it again. So it came through, but he had been at his work. His missus was working for him.
I like her. But did she work at him, Ken? Cleaning, ironing.
She's pregnant. She's due in the 18th next month. So we'll let her off for working. I think that's acceptable to work for him if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I'll give a pass for that.
Just fat.
So she sent a message to Warbs what the fuck is this? WTF is this? A picture of the
package.
No, the dictionary with the package next to it. And so Warbs explained how exactly fit it was, and she actually had an inkling on why. But then he'd sent her, but besides that, why are you opening my mail? And she said something, I can't remember if it was.
She thought it was something for.
Something to put her a blanket.
A blanket or something for her bed or something?
Some lame excuse.
Matt, let's stop it.
A mattress protector. I can't mind. Something
she
like
was
that.
Just in case a water breaks when she's in the bed.
Good idea.
So was funny because he sent me a message. I've asked to get in. Is that acceptable? And I was going to say, it's just funny to say, I was going to ask you, is that? You just open your mail. Like,
well, huh? That's for James. Fuck it, I'm opening that. No acceptable.
No, never.
I agree. I don't think it's acceptable. Fits the punishment. That's definitely a wee sap for her.
Oh, aye.
You're sapping, eh?
Aye.
Silent treatment for couple a night?
A night, probably. One night. Just one night.
You're looking
night
for something.
unless she's heavily pregnant. Like.
It doesn't stop.
Luckily, I've never, the wife's never opened anything of mine that's came in for me.
She
luckily
must have.
My wife is.
My wife, sure she is. Especially almonds and stuff.
The thing is, you could have bought him something to surprise him, can't
No.
Especially in their birthdays and stuff
no,
like that.
No, Ken, I would now, or you probably would now, like, but no, you never know, mm-hmm, Ken. And then you'd ruin the surprise for yourself. But see, if you had been her and you'd opened it and seen, oh, fuck, it's a surprise for me, you put it back in the box and pretend it didn't happen. I try and glue it back up.
100%.
So a man doesn't notice a package. A man gets home for his package and just tears it.
Tears in it.
What is it? Then you get around for your wife. Fuck for you, mate. Put it back.
Fuck, aye.
There's a seal you open.
And half the time you've got to be back and she's right. You shouldn't have ripped the fucking thing apart.
You're hanging your supper first. I thought you.
Nah. Let's get into this.
The screwdrivers.
Fucking new chisels.
My Allen keys.
It's my sharpening block. So
I think mail.
I think mail's worse, to be honest.
I think there's a bit of respect needed.
I think the mail's worse.
It's actually illegal.
If something's a,
is it?
It's illegal to open somebody else's mail.
Imagine reporting your wife to police for opening your mail.
Well, he's got evidence here.
Aye.
So my first argument, send that Bobby's.
Aye. Yeah.
Put her inside and she'll have to hear the bairn and he'll be looking after the bairn and she's inside.
Oh, he's needing that.
He's got a confession there.
Yes. I've opened your mail. So next time the shit hits the fan, I'm sending that to the police. Yeah.
But no, that's just out of order. That's the lowest of the low.
Lower than the boys' crossword.
Faz, yeah, if it's your mug of truth shit.
It's actually inspiration off a photo it was sent in.
Inspiration.
Is it acceptable kiss your pet / let your pet lick your face?
No.
I was a certain person put in a certain photo through the week.
There's
a reason as that saying dog breath. They're disgusting bacteria away in
there. They're licking their own hairs.
Licking their own balls.
They've been probably churning some shite out of the back.
Aye. They'll eat on it, hey?
Aye.
And then you're letting them lick you in the face.
Mm-hmm. And kissing them and stuff. Aye. No.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Aye. It's called bestiality for a reason.
Or maybe too far.
Too far.
Yeah, sure. Was your tongue out?
That's rape nowadays.
There was no kissing involved in that.
Oh, where's your kiss? You kissed it?
Nah. Did I mark his find a picture?
No, it's on your WhatsApp.
It's a sticker.
Is it a sticker?
It's not a picture, but no, there's no tongues involved.
So why are you kissing your dog?
Nah. I wasn't kissing my dog. Looked she was like, trying to lick my face.
Why are you letting her lick your face?
She wasn't licking my face.
You
I
looked like
her.
You were letting her lick your face.
I'm just trying out the peanut butter, see if it works.
Does it?
Yeah, fun.
No.
There's nothing wrong with a dog getting a wee kiss.
Oh,
Nah. It gets thrown, launched across the room if it comes to me.
That's pet cruelty.
It's teaching that a lesson.
Yeah, exactly. When I come again, what?
She's got a broken leg again. No, never. Totally unacceptable for me.
So your cat never came up and...
No.
They knew, like, but
can, no, cards didn't idea. Cards
didn't.
That's
send
probably like in the face.
Didn't even, my card didn't even sit in my lap.
Didn't it?
Nah. I think it was, nah.
Well, Abdi's different.
But aye, dog and dogs in your bed. You like dog in your bed.
I can't engage in this conversation.
I'm not too happy, but it's happened once or twice.
It's been rolling the shit outside
again. I know. Plus, it interferes with you, like, interfering with the wife. Again. You can't do that if a dog's.
You'll be too busy playing free cell on him.
Are you on that now? Are you on it now?
Oh, it's so addictive.
Because you're one for that. Like,
oh, I spent fucking. If it was it's Friday night or Saturday night, it was up till 3 a.m. playing it.
Fit time.
Oh, fuck no, it's 9 o'clock. it's just so addictive. I'm getting pretty good at it. Like, as we secrets, is there?
Is there?
Aye. I'm the one you can.
He's been online checking out the hacks.
First of all, I'm just looking first at aces. Get the aces.
It's a strategy, like. Definitely strategies.
Yeah.
So it's annoying, though, if you fall the board. You can only move like two cards. That's a fucking annoying.
Is it?
He said, "Need to move it, and when I go,
you keep trying.
It's like trying to find that extra gear in your bike. Can you try, even though you can't? It's thinking of what happened, Ken.
That's my evenings in Anne bed. Hence a reason.
It's a great. If you're looking to kill some time, it's a fucking fantastic game. Like, it's better than solitaire.
Oh, aye.
I can play
skill involved.
Yeah. Played it for. Fits your mother tooth anyway, man.
So I said another thing for Warbs. Because he did say if it's up my check for my Kenfin, I sent him, asked him his address, sending him his check for his input in the podcast. He was on it. He texted me this early morning and goes, "Oh, you like this?" He has golf shot names again. So he's giving me his fucking
was
laughing.
That for a TD's link?
He's fucking so laughing good. Like fuck. And then he sent me the link to the page where the golf shot names. I'm like, oh my god. So I spent a hell of Saturday and a lot of Sunday thinking of my own names for shots. So I sent you a list. You wanna find none of these.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I made these up. So the Fred West, when you end up in somebody's backyard in. The Hurricane, so this is a player, the Hurricane, heavy scorer, never wins a medal. So, Oscar Pistorius, blind shot, but goes exactly where he pictured it. The Joe Biden, you had a stroke and thought nobody will notice. The ISIS, everything seemed fine and then you blow up. The Maddie McCann.
Oh no.
Looked safe, but can't I find it anywhere? So the Jeremy Corbyn, miles left, usually followed by the Jerry Adams, a provisional. So I think we're on to the Ian's that were on the list. Ian Fay Warbs, the Anne Frank, too much loft. I've got a heap more, but you boys will maybe the OJ Simpson, terrible cut but got away with it.
Jesus.
I've got a few.
Okay, go over it.
Twin Towers, disaster on the 11th.
Oh, Jesus.
The MH370 looked good in the air but couldn't find it. Katie Price, massive divot. Shed, nasty 5-footer. somebody calls you a Sheila Tour, it's good, it's a compliment, you're a good chipper.
Sheila Tour.
And if it's a two bam pod fact, it's a bad lie.
That's a good enough.
Oh, I hit
that's quality. Like,
I hit
Oprah as well. I hit Oprah Winfrey.
Uh-huh.
Fat and left.
That's a Kate Winslet. Almost perfect, but a wee bit of fat.
Dyslexic, can I read a line?
Arthur Scargill, good strike, poor result.
On Boleyn, head's gone.
Princess Diana shouldn't have taken the driver.
Hitler, the Hitler, two shots in the bunker.
Saddam Hussein, from bunker to bunker. The D Jeep.
Still you.
Still you, Daka Butt. Still you.
Still you.
D Jeep.
Oh, man.
Stevie Wonder. Never seen it.
fucking. Oh, there's Sikkens. I'm not going to say it.
No. The Rodney King. Over clubbed.
Well, I've got Icelandic red face. Over clubbing.
Oh dear.
Oh, dear. Some brilliant means.
Aye.
No, you can probably.
I think I went through my list.
You can spend hours doing that.
Well, we did.
Two LDs.
Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
You're not easy to mark up, but.
Oh, aye. You just think of a golf thing and they think a person links that. Like it's brilliant, brilliant.
Can you give you seen off a cuff?
Off a cuff?
Bill Clinton. Couple of bad lies, but seems to have got away with
it. If it was Mia Khalifa.
Oh, Mia Khalifa, choking down in the shaft.
You know. Only a certain part of the audience will understand that.
The Mike Kay, the bent shaft.
Is it? I'm not joking. You're a bencher. I thought you like it started bending for about 60.
60 mil.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. When I start bending there, it's ending there.
Oh dear. Oh, fuck. No, well, that's good. Like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe a good clap.
TV slate now.
Well, obviously, no fantasy this week.
Nah.
So, changes maybe. I think game week 34 is going to be a double game week. So, we're going to have to look at your team for 34.
Oh, that's not being. Time for me.
Right, before we finish, buy me a coffee.
Oh.
Fit like lads. Keep up the good work, great work. Look forward to the pod every week. Never thought I'd learn a new language to listen to a football pod, but here we are. Cheers, Baz, for the dictionary. I'll be able to write your comic material for the pod in Doric now. Up the Glazers. And that's for Warbs. Cheers, Warbs. Cheers, Warbs. And it's Doric's not bad to understand, is it?
Nah, it should be all right once he gets a good hung up.
Aye. Good stuff.
Well, I think he's
picking it up.
Fair bit.
It's mainly just the small words, is it?
Aye,
the infill words.
Infill words, but the longer words we're kind of saying normal.
Some of us are. I'm probably quite bad.
Aye,
Dunk's pretty good because he buys the tunes.
Tunes are. But you notice in TikTok when some of the videos go up.
Aye,
what kind of language is this? Nah.
They're marking up words.
We sometimes do.
No, we don't.
Right enough.
We've never introduced Bythe, have we?
No.
Aye. I can spy,
I think by.
No.
Right.
I seen a word at the front of the Doric dictionary. Crabbit.
There's a few crabbiteurs here.
Crabbit's a good
name. Your grandad Hugh was Crabbit.
Especially if you
were crash.
Crabbit. He was definitely Kiard.
Kiard's
a good word.
Kiard.
He's a Kiard Hugh.
Kiard Hugh.
But gave us Crabbit just knew that boy is bashed a boat in that Baltimore. See the boat?
Oh, yeah. She knew a hill bridge.
Did you see the first comment of thing? Joey Barton.
What was it?
See wifey's on driving boats.
Oh,
Oh, yes. Joyce Barnes first goal.
I watched a video on it. Actually, the car's on a bridge. Like,
aye.
Aye.
I've been under that bridge.
Maybe.
Aye.
In a boat, I hope.
I was in a boat, yeah. I was in a boat.
Because they're now saying maybe it was intentional, aren't they?
They say, well, the power off.
Boys went away for a shite, didn't he?
Ken has, like, you make a mistake at work. Ken.
Aye.
Just, and you go, I can't even sleep. I fucking can't believe I made that fuck up bit. It's happened is, and again, something broke. It's a £200. Okay. But then you get up to mistakes of crashing a boat and a bridge,
ducking
it down,
and killing
a heap of folk. Ken,
that's a bomb.
You're not sleeping.
You're going, it makes me feel better about my mistake. Bracking a brass socket or something.
Fuck off. Put a lorry at the wrong address. Fuck. Aye, the extra halfway down the road. Oh, fuck. Imagine that.
As a mistakes, as can you can make an accident, you just will never ever get over.
That person will never get over.
Oh, I know.
I've had a bad day.
I've hit a bridge, no.
You didn't order it.
Oh dear.
You didn't order.
Is that boy with the boat, man? Boy with the boat, big massive boat, and he tried to. He run out of ground basically and tipped out to sea.
Costa Concordia.
Costa Concordia.
And it's supposed to be captain's last man off. He was the first man off.
Fuck, I've crashed the boat. See you later.
I'm out of here. The boy in the Titanic.
He got jailed for it, didn't he?
I did.
Boy Titanic.
Yeah, boy Titanic, and the captain just said, "Full steam ahead into darkness, Kenan, you're going into iceberg territory."
Iceberg alley.
Saying, never had an iceberg. Inside job. definitely.
Aye.
There's no way.
Definitely.
No way an iceberg could have broken in at Hull the way it's supposed to have done.
No.
And inside job.
Cheap
explosion.
Cheap welding.
There's four folk in that boat that were something to do with the monetary fund. Killed them. Keep melting, tell me. Plans this week, lads?
Same as usual.
Nothing. Yep. I'm going to Aberdeen certain night to pick a wife up.
I'm marking up some golf shots.
Oh, poker tournament Saturday up.
Charity
tournament. So everybody's welcome to join. I think it's a
Come on, shot. I mean, you can play.
Can play, huh?
Come do. I think it's a $25 buy-in. £25 buy-in.
Well, I'll see about, because if I'm not picking up a wife, I'll come do.
The winner.
A few beers.
Mm-hmm. Winner gets the name of charity. It goes to.
Yep.
So I've just set up a new charity this week.
Dunk yourself.
Just
golf this weekend.
Practice your golf swing.
Aye. A few bars, I think.
Buy new bars.
Big game Saturday, innit?
Aye, massive. Yeah,
huge game. You said technically, this not technically about it. That is a fucking huge game.
Pataudry.
Because you lose that.
County have asked for extra tickets, I see. They're confident, obviously.
Aye.
Then we've got to play them up here again, have we? Mm-hmm. After the split. I mean, going up here after watching it. Turra's at Haim, I think.
Aye.
I think they've got a Haim game this weekend.
Against?
So. Can't mind. He's lost. He lost, eh?
Poor research.
Shouldn't have mentioned it.
I shouldn't have mentioned it. I just kind of was getting good doing maybe watch Turra on Saturday.
They're probably away.
No, two bomb pod fact.
Right, Mas yourself, are you saying poker's out tonight now?
I'll be gone. I think so. Might have a few beers.
Yep. Good stuff then, lads. Well, yeah, good week. And I'll see you through week, maybe. Maybe. Bye.
Au revoir.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?
Bye bye.
No me moleste mosquito.
Bye-bye.
Let me eat my burrito. No me molesta el mosquito. Why don't you go home?
Bye-bye.